has been ministering. He was in the fourth chapter. He's come out. He was water baptized, and he began his ministry. And he begins teaching here, and he's been ministering. And he says the Spirit of the Lord was upon him in Luke chapter 4. And then in this particular case, he has a multitude of people that he's sharing with. And he sees the multitude, and he says to the multitude, I want my disciples to hear this. And so he leaves the multitude in verse 1, and who does he take with him? His disciples. And where do they go? Into the mountain, away from the multitude. Now, the thing I shared with us last week is this word that we find in Matthew chapter 5 through verse chapter 7 is not for the multitudes. This is a word for his disciples. It's the Sermon on the Mount, and most oftentimes when we see this portrayed on television, we see it given to the multitudes, and it's not given to the multitudes. It's really given to his disciples. This is a word for the disciples. Now, will it work for the multitudes? Is everything that's in Matthew chapter 5 through chapter 7, will it work for anybody or just for the disciples? It'll work for everyone. He reigns on the just and the unjust. This stuff works. But there's only certain people that really are going to seek after it and do it. And he needs to make sure his disciples get this. And so he takes his disciples up into the mountain. We talked about this more a good bit last time, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on just showing you that what is in here, what is in these chapters, are for those that are really ready to go into a higher place with the Lord, that are really desirous to seek Him in a more intent way. And in these chapters, what we find is the principle of fasting. Now let's turn to chapter 6 and verse 16. It is here that Jesus speaks about fasting. And again, now He only has His disciples here, and He says, when you fast. Now, a lot of folks are not going to fast. Now, we can't get upset because they don't fast. Yeah, that's fine. That's between you and the Lord. So I want you to understand that there is no condemnation here. This is if you're not desirous of this, and that's not trying to put anybody more higher than another, but if this is not what you're after, then don't worry about it, okay? I mean, that's okay. But this is for a word for the people that are really seeking after Him, that want to get into a place with the Lord that's superior to the normality of Christianity. Now, what He says here in chapter 6, in verse 16 of Matthew, He says, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, that's the second time He says that, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Now, just real quick, we went through this pretty good last time, so I'm not going to spend much time here. But Jesus says, when you fast. Jesus gives instructions to His disciples, not if His disciples fast, but when His disciples fast. It's not a law. It's not a legalism. It's something that He wants people to understand, that if they will do it, it will bring them into a place in God that they can't get any other way. It brings us into what He calls a secret place. Father, which seeth in secret. As you do this, not unto men, and you don't appear unto men to fast, but you're fasting unto the Lord, then it brings you into a special place with Him. Now, today what I want to do is I want to share some experiences with you that I've had fasting. I want to talk about some things that you can expect from your body. I want to share some things with you that I didn't have when I began fasting. When I began coming to the Lord and really seeking Him, I didn't have any instructions. I didn't have anybody to help me really understand this. And most of what I've learned, I had to learn by experience. So I've experienced some things that I want to share with you today. The Lord here talks about rewards. He says, when you fast, you're not fasting for rewards. You're fasting to be with Father. Do you see that? You're fasting to get into that secret zone, that secret area with Father. And He says, if you'll get into that zone, if you'll get into that secret place with Father, He says, rewards will just come. Is that what He says? Father, who seeth you in secret, will reward you openly. Now, the word openly, I just wanted to show us this. This word openly, Lance, help me pronounce this, please. Phanerus? Is that close enough? Phanerus is how it's pronounced. It's number 5318 in the Strong's Concordance, and it's interpreted or translated here as openly. And what it means is apparent, manifest, evident, and known. It means manifest, i.e., to be plainly recognized or known. The rewards that you get from fasting will be plainly recognized or known. You will know the reward that came from your fast. You won't have to wonder about it. If you do it properly, Jesus says, the reward will come, and it will come openly. It will come in a way that you'll know that you've gotten it, that you have been rewarded for your time spent with the Lord. So this is the rewards that we get. We're to fast, but we're not to fast to get. But if we fast, we will get. Now, this is what we talked about last time. So, moving on. New stuff. Did Moses fast? We talked a lot about that last week. He gave a few instructions, and as he told Moses, he says, Moses, I want to see your glory. Moses says, I want to see you in the secret place. I want to see you in a new dimension, a way I haven't seen you before. I want to be with you. I want to see your glory. Now, what did he tell Moses to bring? What did he tell Moses to do? Come to the mountain, to the top of the mountain. What did he say? What else did he say? What? You out some stones. When you come to the Lord, you bring Him your stony stuff. I talked last time about the secret place that we all have within us. Some of us have a little safety deposit box. We put our little secrets in. Some of us have a vault. It's according to what we're trying to hide or don't want people to see. But we all have one. Now, when we go into this secret place with the Lord, what we're going to do is we're going to have to open our box up. We're going to have to open it up, and because to get to His secret place, you're going to deal with yours. When you go into His light, your darkness will be dealt with. And I promise you, as you go into this, you need to use that stuff out and bring it to Him and let him deal with it. And He says, Moses, bring me the two stones. You out two stones, you bring them this time, because the first ones that I hewed out and that I wrote on, you broke. You broke them. How many of you have never broken a commandment of the Lord? Huh? Most of us have broken all of them. Or some of us have. Did Moses literally break them all? Did he throw them all down and break them all? Did he? Yes, he did. And God says, I don't care about that. I don't care what you've broken. Just bring it to me and let me fix it. I'll give you some new stuff. The book of Corinthians tells us that, 2 Corinthians tells us to bring in, he writes on our hearts now, not on our tablets of stone, but on the fleshly tablets of our heart. And if we'll go to Him and we'll give it to Him, we'll give Him our secret place, we'll give Him our problems, we'll give Him our stuff, I promise you, He'll write on it and He'll make it of something good for the King. Okay. I didn't go here. I ended before I did, and that's why I went back there just for a second. This is new. When Moses came down, I didn't turn to the passage, but it's in that same chapter. When Moses came down out of his fast, what did he look like? Was he frightening to people? Sometimes when you really get in a spiritual place, you become frightening to people. If you really will fast and really seek the Lord, you'll have a glow about you. Now, it might not be a literal glow, or it might be. But you'll be obviously different when you come down. You'll be obviously different. And that's kind of what I'm going to talk about today, is what the fast does and how it is when you come down. Now, did Jesus expect His disciples to fast? Matthew 9:14. I want you to turn, if you will, but we've got them on the overhead, or the whatever that thing is, projector. In this particular setting, John's disciples have been watching Jesus. I mean, how many of you know you watched? You watched? People watch you? People in other churches watch you? And John's disciples have been watching the disciples of Christ. And they came to Jesus in Matthew chapter 9, verse 9, verse 14. I'll get there. Then came to Him the disciples of John, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast oft, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bridegroom, Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. Did Jesus expect that his disciples would fast? Now please grasp this verse. This is a very important verse. As long as Jesus was with them, being able to instruct them, teach them, walk with them, talk with them, then there was no need to fast. You see this? But once he was ascended, once he was removed, his literal physical presence was removed from them, what would replace that presence? What? What does the verse say? What would they do when he had ascended that they weren't doing then? Fast. What I'm trying to show you is that what fasting is all about is not getting what you want, but it's with getting with him. Because when we get with him, we'll get what we want. Fasting is not for. Fasting is who? And so what Jesus says to John's disciples is that right now I'm here. I walk, talk, teach them, tell them, instruct them. He says, but there will be days coming when I won't be here. And to replace that, to replace my not being here with them, they shall fast. So what I'm wanting you to see here and make sure we understand is that fasting is about being with him. Fasting is about having his presence, going to a place and being with him that you can't get any other way. It's a secret in not that you don't know that it's available, but it's secret in that a lot of folks don't go there. Jesus expected his disciples to fast. Do we want to have a God or to know God? See, the multitude of Christianity just wants to have a God. Their God is, and for the multitude, it's still Jehovah. Jehovah was the old covenant name. Jesus is the new. Jesus says, you've seen me, you've seen. We don't want to have a God. We want to know him. This is salvation, John says. To know the one and only true God. The book of Psalms talks about Moses and the nation of Israel. The multitude saw God's ways. Saw God's acts. The multitude just saw his acts. But Moses knew his ways. Let's look at this. Psalms 103, verse 7. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts to the children of God, children of Israel. So we all are come to that place. Do we just want to have a God? Do we just want to be Christians? Go to heaven when we die? Or do we want to know him now and walk in an abundant life? Big difference. We can see his acts. We can watch him move. We can come into a place in him, go into the mount, sit, talk, learn of him.